the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, and we're heading down to the end of another week. And I want to share something with you. If it sounds like I'm angry and just a little bit disgusted today, I am. I've been running the What Really Happened website in its various incarnations for 16 years now. It's a significant chunk of my life. I've been doing the radio shows here on GCN and some other networks for going on, well, actually over 3 years now. And you think after a while, you've seen it all, you've read it all, you've heard it all, and perhaps, you know, you get that idea of the hard-bitten journalist where they're jaded and nothing shocks them or gets to them anymore. And then a story happens that just breaks through all of that accumulated scar tissue and callus and just... it just pushes the button, and your disgust factor just goes right through the roof. And that's kind of what's happened today, and it relates to a story that we just heard here on the break. I'm going to get into that. A lot of people always ask why What Really Happened, why you don't do UFO and Space Alien and Bigfoot like all those other websites do, and I don't need to, because there are real monsters walking among us in human form. As you heard on the break, there has been a massive series of arrests involving a New Jersey corruption probe. The story is coming out a little bit at a time, and it began originally just saying there's been arrests in New Jersey for corruption. You know, political corruption in New Jersey. There's a headline grabber for you there. But as it started to expand, we started to see on CNN and Wall Street Journal, they started talking about religious leaders were involved. And they were being very kind of very touchy-feely about, they were naming all the politicians, and then the others were just religious leaders. And, okay, what's going on here? Then we come to find out they're talking about a group of rabbis. Then it comes out that the rabbis are involved because they're the money laundry for this huge criminal enterprise that was going on that involved the, you know, a couple of mayors in New Jersey. They've been arrested. An aide to the governor has had to step down. I mean, this thing is just all over the place. And these rabbis had set up this huge money laundering operation through all of these charities that they're operating, and they're talking about tens of millions of dollars traveling through this money laundry. Okay, where is this kind of money coming from? And even in a corrupt state like New Jersey, and they're taking bribes and kickbacks and stuff, you normally don't need a money laundry for that. What is going on here? Now we're finding out that there are other criminal enterprises going on. Apparently, a great deal of counterfeit designer goods were being moved through New Jersey. Designer handbags, you know, so they look like they're made by Gucci. They're actually from a sweatshop in who knows where. And, you know, this counterfeiting thing is a huge, huge problem. And then we get to, you'll pardon the expression, the heart of the matter. It turns out that this whole money laundry operation run by these rabbis is linked to an organ trafficking operation. This is just starting to come out. They're basically saying, you know, they got into this aspect of it because one of the people they arrested was trying to broker a transplantable kidney. And this is when all of a sudden everybody starts slowing down and saying, whoa, are we really sure that we want to go there? Because only a couple of weeks ago, Wayne Madsen did an article in which he was saying that it was becoming noticeable in many major American cities that certain homeless people were simply disappearing. And it became obvious when one of the homeless in Washington, D.C., who was a spokesperson, was an activist trying to get better care for the homeless, get him back in the system somehow. He just simply vanished. And they were interviewing some of the social workers in Washington, D.C., and their attitude is, well, we hope for the best. We hope that they have found a situation they can go to. But the reality is, with this huge trafficking in illegally harvested human organs, we don't know where these homeless people are going to. And all of a sudden, the light switches on here, because from the point of view of an organ harvester, this is a perfect situation. They grab a homeless person, they bash him on the head, they strip mine him, and they dump the remains in some convenient ocean or river. Nobody reports these people missing because they're homeless. You can't prove they're actually missing. And the organs get broke. And here's the situation. Nobody is, pointedly, They are not asking where the organs were coming from that this organ trafficking group connected to this money laundering ring were going to. And the reason this is an issue is because if you go out to your favorite search engine and you put in Israel harvesting organs, you will get an education because apparently this is a huge problem. In Israel, a lot of aging people, they want transplants, but as a culture, they're not really believing in being organ donors because of their religious faith. So they're having to get the organs elsewhere. And apparently the Israeli government turns a blind eye to this because, you know, they want the organs to come in. There have been allegations for years that when the IDF will kill somebody in Palestine, that when the families finally do get the body back, that it has been looted of certain key critical organs. And, you know, the Palestinians have been complaining. The Israelis say, oh, it's just anti-Semitic propaganda. And now all of a sudden I'm beginning to wonder, I mean, is it happening here in the United States? Are Americans who are, for no other reason than they are homeless and untraceable, are they being murdered for their organs? Who is doing it? Who's getting the money for it? Who's laundering the money? I mean, this is a modern-day horror story. If you want to call such people ghouls or vampires or cannibals, they all fit. But this is a nightmare, and it must be investigated. I'll tell you this right now, that I am fully expecting, now that, you know, it's, like I said, you know, corrupt politicians in New Jersey, you know, big deal. Happens all the time. Rabbis involved in money laundering, well, that's not exactly newsworthy either. But the idea that a major source of income for this criminal enterprise is the harvesting and selling of human organs on the black market, and then you get into the question, where are these organs coming from? That is an ugly, ugly story. I'm expecting our corporate media to backpedal away from this just as fast as they can. I'll bet the phone lines are humming right now between AIPAC and all of their media assets saying, you got to make this one go away. I mean, we saw it earlier in the day. They didn't even want to call them rabbis. The first article to come out of Wall Street Journal just called them religious leaders. CNN was calling them religious leaders until it started breaking all over the blogs and all over Twitter. This is definitely a trending issue on Twitter right now, by the way. And then the corporate media started to say, yeah, they're rabbis, all right. And they're up to their neck. They created all these phony charities, and they were using it to launder all of this money. And now we're saying, follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money to what is being sold, who's paying for it, where's it going, where is the black market item coming from. That's what needs to be looked at. And it just makes me physically sick. And partly, I will admit, I was kind of turning a blind eye to these stories of it happening in Palestine and Gaza because I wasn't really sure. There have been some very alarming photos that appear to document that there have been, organs removed from some of these Palestinians who get gunned down by the IDF. But it was kind of a gray area. I wasn't really sure. Now, you know, it's happening here in the United States. These organs are coming from someplace. They're being sold on the black market. The money from it is being laundered through this network of charities set up by these rabbis. We have to find out what's going on. Because it paints a very disturbing picture of literally monsters walking in our midst who view human life of homeless people as basically on the same level as harvest animals, that they're there to be killed and chopped up and sold to the highest bidder. We know there has been a problem in human trafficking of live humans in Israel for many years. United Nations report came out. Israel is still one of the world's top problem areas for the trafficking of women for sexual purposes. And now we're seeing this situation. This has to be investigated. We can't let this one go. We dare not. I mean, for our homeless people, the most weak and defenseless segment of our society to be prey animals, that says something about the United States of America that I don't like at all. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Cat's Acadia Public Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here today. And just a reminder, our phone lines are open. The number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Matt is in the control room today, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Another story breaking today at the same time as the arrests in New Jersey and New York. And I think this story is going to grow. I think this is just the tip of a very huge and very ugly, ugly iceberg. But over in Romania, dozens of doctors and employees of a Bucharest fertility clinic, among whom were several Israelis, were questioned by Romanian authorities on suspicion of trafficking in human eggs. Some of those involved are also suspected of trafficking in human stem cells. Let's just take people and cut them up and take the pieces and sell them to the highest bidder around the world. I have never been so disgusted in my life as I am right now. So... all right, let's moving on to some other news here. And if you know, if you want to call and talk about this, you know, this is just I'm so upset. Anyway, the Senate has voted for a temporary army increase of 30,000. Temporary. Yeah, if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear bombs to sell you. This basically says we're going to raise an additional 30,000 troops for the various ongoing wars. It's an unfunded mandate. They don't say where the money is supposed to be coming from, and they don't see what they're going to do if they cannot acquire these 30,000 additional troops through recruitment. What are they going to do? Starve some more neighborhoods into complete poverty and then send in the recruiters saying, well, you're starving and out of work. We got a job for you. You know, the pay is crud, but you get to see the world on your stomach. All right, so, you know, they're ramping up. They're still ramping up this idea of a new war. They're trying to get more troops to get in there. And the bottom line is if they don't get the 30,000 troops and they can't find the money to hire more mercenaries, then somewhere down the road there's a draft. There's probably going to be some new 9/11, some big scary thing to try and get people to say, yes, I'm ready for a draft. Draft those young people and send them off there to die over there in the Mideast because God wills it and Israel thinks it's a great idea. So it is perhaps not surprising that we're seeing, again, the ramp up of the propaganda. Remember before the attempted coup d'etat in Iran? And it was always, Iran is going to build a nuclear weapon. Not Iran has a nuclear weapon. Because they got caught in a lie when they did that about Iraq. Okay, so they're not going to risk being exposed again. So they're not saying Iran has nuclear weapons. And Iran is a threat. The propaganda is, you know, we've got to attack and kill them now because they might be a threat down the road. This is me, like me saying, I've got a next door neighbor. And, you know, I have no reason to think that he might not turn into a homicidal maniac in another couple of months. Therefore, I have the right to go shoot him now. That's basically what this excuse for war comes down to. Okay, I can't prove, nobody can prove that my next door neighbor is not going to go psychotic in 2 months and start killing everybody in the neighborhood. That gives me the right to go kill him now. That's exactly what they're saying here. So after the coup d'etat fell flat on its face, and they're cranking it up again. Oh my goodness, they're getting into nuclear stuff. Iran has a right to do that. They have signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, so has the United States. And under the terms of that treaty, Iran has a right to build nuclear power stations. And under Article 4 of that treaty, we, the United States, are supposed to be in there helping them build their power plant. And if we were doing that, if we were in Iran, pouring the foundations, running the pipes, soldering the electricals, we would know that it is only a power plant and nothing else. But of course, the power plant is just the excuse. The goal is to have the war. That's what the goal is, to have the war. The power plant is just the excuse. So we're seeing these stories coming out about how if Iran created a huge nuclear weapon and they dropped it on Tel Aviv, it would wipe out most of Israel. Well, this, of course, is just total nonsense, because why would Iran attack Israel when Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons and it has the assistance of the United States, who would go in and whoop on anybody that would dare attack Israel? Iran is not in the habit of invading other countries. It has not done so for 200 years. It defended itself when Iraq invaded at the urging of the United States. Israel, on the other hand, is constantly attacking other countries, grabbing lands from them, the Golan Heights, trying to get up to the Litani River in Lebanon, grabbing more of the West Bank, grabbing more of Gaza. And they have nuclear weapons. They are building nuclear weapons in a secret, well, not so much anymore, not-so-secret laboratory underneath the Dimona reactor. And they're the ones who want this war on Iran, as long as the dumb Americans have to go fight it for them. And they're putting out this propaganda to try and do all of that, to try and convince you that war with Iran is necessary. Secretary of State Clinton is out there saying, you know, there will be crippling action if Iran becomes nuclear. If we do anything about Iran's nuclear power station, we are in violation of our treaty. We are in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. I am sick of our government breaking their treaty obligations around the world just to make Israel happy. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, just wanted to follow up on the opening story with the organs and everything. And one of the things that I'm not a doctor in the medical field, but I do know enough about physiology to know that you just can't open someone up and take the organs out. You've got to know what you're doing and be able to store them and get them where they're going. And, you know, whoever's going to put them back in has to be able to have certain aspects of whatever organ it is ready to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, to let you finish up and I'll hang up, is any transaction over $10,000 has to be reported, whether it's charitable or not. And that is a banking law. So the other aspect of this, which was interesting with Madoff, was that, you know, how could you handle these large sums of money and keep them under the radar?
Well, I think we saw with Bernie Madoff, he was on the radar, and somebody told the Securities and Exchange Commission not to pay attention to him. You know, we had that story about two of the lawyers at the SEC are being investigated for insider trading because of information they got watching Bernie Madoff's operation. There's that other lawyer inside the SEC who's gone public saying she was ordered not to investigate Bernie Madoff. And, you know, we're seeing this time and time again. And I think what we'll find if this scandal blows up involving this organ transplant black market ring, that we'll find out that somebody was telling investigators not to look too closely at what these rabbis were doing with their charitable fronts. And I think that's the real big, huge scandal. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll take Clarence in Oklahoma on the phone. Until then, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have another caller on the line, Clarence in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, Mike. I finished my sandwich before I called.
Okay.
So.
You don't sound too good.
Well, I've been a little under the weather lately.
It's not that when pigs fly flu, is it?
I could have, I don't know, I may have, there was a guy, I forget what he called it. He called it the, I forget. Back when I worked, it was he had a funny name for it.
Ah, okay.
But
what's on your mind?
The Israel thing you talked about at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
I never cease to be mystified by the fact that the Zionist lobby, and you'll note I say Zionist because if you don't, you get accused of being anti-Semitic, which I'm not.
Oh, you get accused of that anyway, so it's kind of a moot point. But
and, you know, if I was anti-Semitic, you know, that also means that I would hate Arabs, too, because they're both Semitic peoples.
Well, I'm so glad you're an equal opportunity hater.
Well, yeah. Never thought of it that way. But it is amazing to me that the major media in this nation is so under the influence. And I'm probably getting ready to lose. I'm living in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
These people believe that that Israel's God's chosen people, and that their gaseous emissions do not foul the air.
Okay. They are not odoriferous.
Right, exactly. Okay. I like that term, odoriferous. Yeah. But yeah, that's what they believe. And I've had a friend ask me to go to a church with him. I don't know. I'm kind of a semi-agnostic. I'm a qualified agnostic.
Well, I'm an atheist, thank God.
Yeah, well, I think there's something out there, but I don't think it's quantifiable. It's nothing we have any.
Well,
I mean,
certainly, if there's something up there, I'm wondering why you didn't show up and tell the Pope, watch it, the floor is wet over there.
Mike, this is why I listen to your show.
Oh, good.
But
all
at
right.
any rate, they have such a grasp. I watch the BBC America News from my dish satellite because you'll get, and I won't say you'll get a real straight scoop, but you'll get a better scoop or a straighter one than you will the media in this nation.
When I had DishNet, I watched BBC American News all the time, and it's a point of annoyance here that where we live now, we're not allowed to have exterior TV dishes, and the local cable provider will not carry BBC American News. They'll carry BBC America, but they won't carry the news.
But that's sad. I mean, they showed a thing today of how the people in Gaza are being treated.
Yes.
You will not see that kind of a story in our media.
Nope.
And that's my major gripe right now. That's why I called.
Okay.
Is the fact that it's
They've been soft peddling this all morning. I mean, when the story first started earlier today, you know, they were talking about the arrested mayors, which is big news, and then they were hemming and hawing about, well, there were some religious leaders involved. And then over the course of the time, as we start dragging this out on the blogosphere, they basically say, yeah, it's a bunch of rabbis, and it's a huge money laundering ring. And this money laundering ring may be the center of the operation, and just these guys down in New Jersey who are on the take, they may actually be peripheral to the true scale of what's going on out here.
Wow. It's it's one of those things that it will probably in our media just kind of get slowly smoothed over.
Well, if I have anything to say about it, it's going to be a big hot story on the internet. Yeah. All right, Clarence, we're going to let you go.
I appreciate it. So
feel better. Take your vitamins. Drink your orange juice. All that other stuff. Don't let the doctors touch you. Remember, white lab coats cause cancer. And we're going to switch over here to Rob in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I just wanted to check in from the heart of corruption country. I live in Pennsylvania, and I work over in New Jersey.
Oh, we're far more corrupt than you are. I'm sorry. Let's get into a corruption measuring contest here. We're more corrupt than you are. We're number one. We're number one. I'm sorry.
Corruption
I'm just kidding.
Pissing contest.
That's exactly right. Anyway, I didn't mean to distract you. Please.
I was listening to the local talk station. They've got a pretty large footprint, as a matter of fact. NJ 101.5, and they're on the web. Mm-hmm. In any case, after, as you so aptly characterized it, as all the hemming and hawing about all these politicians. First of all, there were the all the jokes about corruption in Jersey and how people just kind of yawned at it. And then they did get around to saying that there were religious leaders involved. And then finally they did eke out the point that there were rabbis. And then not very long after that, some caller calls in and says, yeah, but you have to remember, this was in this community, and that's a Sephardic Jewish community. That's not an Ashkenazi Jewish community. and you know, Rivero.
Yeah,
the first thing that entered my mind was Rivero.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The bottom line, that's sort of like, you get the ministers who are caught molesting children, and they say, well, that's the Episcopalians over there, and they don't
really
care. And it's nonsense. But obviously, if they're getting that phone call, then they're mobilizing the resources. We know Israel already has this network of paid PR shills that are out there. They're probably putting them on overtime, even as we speak, to get out there and try and crush this story down, because this thing, if it rips wide open, it's going to be an unbelievable scandal. And the upside of it is, one of the people in the chat room was saying that if this thing really blows up and it turns out there's this, these rabbis were laundering money for a black market organ brokerage ring, organ harvesting, organ theft ring, and this really blows up, this could actually pull the rug out from under the pending invasion of Iran.
Let me tell you how I see it, Mike. We do have a lot of corruption over here in New Jersey. And as I said, I live across the border.
Yeah.
I know that Alex Jones always alludes to how they like to give up mid-level minions to kind of take the focus off of what's really going on. And that's kind of what I see here. They took a couple dozen politicians, mayors, council people, and religious leaders down, but the corruption is so systematic and extremely insinuated in New Jersey.
Well, I understand that. Didn't we have this situation a while back where the governor of New Jersey had to resign because he'd been shacking up with this guy from Israel, and that was turning into this...
Jim McGreevy, yeah.
Yeah, that was that whole situation there. I know that this recent round of arrests, or the arrest this morning, got somebody in the present governor's cabinet. He's had to step down already. So, yeah, it's a huge scandal. And for once, the FBI seems to be doing their job, and I have to give them a pat on the back at this point, because normally they don't impress me. But, today they seem to have gotten something right here. And I hope they keep pushing it, and I hope some of these people start to roll over on the people they answer to. But the bottom line is just this idea we've been hearing about, this trafficking in human body parts, in Gaza and the West Bank and all these other places around here. Now it seems to be happening here, and apparently these rabbis were laundering the money for it. This is a story that is not going to go away. I'm not going to let it go away. Rob, we have to take a break here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to stop for some commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting more and more information about these arrests in New Jersey. We're getting names finally, and apparently one of the rabbis has been charged with a conspiracy to transport human organs. His name is Levi Itzhak Rosenbaum, which I don't believe that that is, in fact, a Sephardic name. I'm working on tracking that down right now. But the bottom line is this idea of screaming, oh, it's the Sephardics, it's the Ashkenazi. You know, that's just the politics getting out there. This looks bad no matter how you frame it. And it's just, it's sickening. It is just absolutely sickening. Doesn't matter who's doing it, really. It's a very sickening thing. So anyway, moving right along here, we were talking about the propaganda trying to crank up yet another war on Israel's enemies here. Now, long-time listeners, long-time readers are already familiar with the saga of Adam Gadahn, the so-called American Al-Qaeda who proclaimed himself the media maven, if you will, for Al-Qaeda and was helping to produce a lot of these so-called Al-Qaeda videos that were all over the internet that made Al-Qaeda look really bad and made the Muslims look bad. And then it come to find out Adam Gadahn's real name was Adam Perlman. And not only was he, in fact, Jewish, he was the grandson of a member of the board of the Anti-Defamation League. And if you've been following the history of the Anti-Defamation League, you will find out they've been very much involved in covertly supporting a lot of these so-called American Nazi movements. In fact, all the way back, just about the time of World War II, there was this scandal where the head of the American Nazi Party, which had a total membership of like six, and yet they were getting all this press, was arrested for embezzling from his sponsors, which turned out to be the ADL. So that kind of blew up in their faces. So anyway, we have Adam Gadahn. His real name is Adam Perlman. And he's been going around saying, I'm Al-Qaeda. I'm Al-Qaeda. See, I got a turban on my head. I'm a terrible Muslim. Got to hate me. Got to be afraid of me. And, of course, everybody's laughing at him now because we all know who he is. Okay, so they have brought in the understudy, and there is a new American Al-Qaeda named Yosef Al-Khattab. Ooh, big scary name, and they've got a picture of him out there where he's holding all these guns and knives, and he's dressed up like a wannabe Rambo, and he's scowling at the camera, and he supposedly has this website with things in it, like pictures of the Statue of Liberty with an axe buried in the back of the head. I mean, very heavy-handed, very over the top, you know, just looking more like a movie prop than anything else here. So, as it turns out, this is another fake. His real name is Joseph Cohen, and he is another manufactured front to try and convince Americans that Al-Qaeda is actually here in the United States. This is why we've got to be doing this, doing surveillance on the American people and reading their email and listening to their phone calls and all this stuff, because you never know. You never know when we're going to get into a situation with the American Al-Qaeda. And it's all a front. It's a fake. He's up there. He's there to try and create an enemy that doesn't really exist in order to justify the totalitarian treatment of the American people and to encourage us to go and attack them before they kill us. They're already here on the home front. We've got to go bomb those gosh darn Muslims, because they're infiltrating America, and they're ripping tags off of couch cushions, and they're causing global warming, and we've got to go. And it's nonsense. It's all war propaganda. Iran is not going to attack the United States of America, because the United States of America, if attacked, will turn the attacking nation into a giant puddle of glowing green glass. Even if Iran had a nuclear weapon, which they don't, the IAEA has been in there. They're not building nuclear weapons. They're building a nuclear power station. They don't have a bomb. They're not building a bomb. But even if they had one, they're not going to attack the United States, because we have thousands of warheads. They're not going to attack Israel, because Israel has hundreds of warheads. The whole reason for having a nuclear bomb is so that people will not attack you. I mean, for all the talk about weapons of mass destruction, the U.S. is only whooping on countries that can't fight back, like Iraq and Afghanistan, although Afghanistan is doing very well against the United States, even without nuclear weapons. So it's all propaganda. Now, another piece of propaganda that's been making the rounds, and I've already gotten a lot of emails about this one, not all of them polite. Israel, specifically their foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, is circulating a photo to all of Israel's embassies and public relations assets and saying, please use this, okay? And it shows the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who was basically the ruler of Jerusalem before Israel was created, and he's in a meeting with Adolf Hitler. And they're spreading this photo all over the net to basically imply that the Palestinians were supporters of the Nazis, or are Nazis. It's a pathetic smear, okay? And I proved that. I pointed out by bringing up some other photos. I've got a photo here of Adolf Hitler with Neville Chamberlain, which doesn't mean that Neville Chamberlain was necessarily a supporter of Adolf Hitler. Chamberlain was stupid, but he wasn't a supporter. And we also have another picture here of Adolf Hitler seating with the head of IBM, because before the war, Germany and IBM did business together. Doesn't mean that IBM supported the Nazis or what their goals were. And then finally, I found a photo of a bunch of young Jewish men from Bitar who are wearing Nazi uniforms, because at the time, you know, it wasn't considered that big a deal. The Nazis were the government of Germany. And there were a lot of Jewish people who served in the German military. That's been documented. And then finally, I ended up with this photo, the very famous photo of the Oval Office meeting between President Richard Nixon and Elvis Presley. And the fact that these two are in the photo shaking hands doesn't necessarily mean that Richard Nixon was a good rock musician. He could play the piano a little. And it certainly doesn't prove that Elvis Presley was a lying bastard willing to steal elections. People who are in public life or who are doing business very often have to meet and pose for pictures with people they may not like or agree with. And certainly given what Adolf Hitler was doing across Europe and into Africa at the time, it would make perfect sense that to me at least, that the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem is going to at least have a civil meeting with him to find out what Adolf Hitler wants. And, you know, as I understand it, what the Grand Mufti of Palestine wanted was for there to be limits to Jewish immigration to Palestine, because even then it was very obvious that they wanted to steal the place for themselves. So they're making a really big deal about this photo, and again, it's a pathetic smear, even for Israel. Even for Avigdor Lieberman, this is a low attempt at a smear. And it's going to backfire, because a picture of two people together doesn't necessarily mean they agree with each other. I know somewhere out there are pictures of David Ben-Gurion with some people that we here in the United States would not approve of at all. I mean, we've got pictures of Harry Truman and Joseph Stalin together. Does that mean Harry Truman was a communist or supported the communist abuses or supported Stalin's genocide against his own people? I don't think so. It is simply an aspect of the job that they had to hang out with each other. Now, apparently, as if photos and propaganda and fake Al-Qaeda in the United States aren't enough, apparently there is a plan for hundreds of right-wing Israeli activists to basically march up onto the Temple Mount. In fact, it was supposed to be happening today, as part of a protest against, you know, the U.S. saying that they can't build construction in East Jerusalem, which they're not supposed to be able to do under the U.N. resolutions, which said that repeatedly, Israel is an international city. It has to be shared equally between Jews and Christians and Muslims. And Israel is trying to grab it all for themselves. They have been. They have been subject to numerous UN resolutions saying, don't do that. And UN simply ignores the UN. And anytime somebody says you're violating the UN resolutions, they go, oh, you're an anti-Semite. Remember the Holocaust. Remember all those terrible things that went on there. How dare you talk to us like that? Anyway, so, yes, the show is over already, and we're out of time again. We'll be back tomorrow for Friday, Powhana Friday at 5 p.m. Central, here on the Genesis Communication Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, drive carefully. Keep this story about the organ trafficking ring alive. We haven't seen how deep this one goes. Until tomorrow, aloha, America.